How detailed do we have to be as we're intending forward motion? How detailed in the ways or the means, and how detailed in the outcome or the manifesting?
Detailed enough in your thought of what you are wanting that you bring forth positive emotion about it, but not so detailed that you bring forth negative emotion. As you are intending something vaguely, you will not be specific enough and therefore not powerful enough to bring forth the power of the universe. On the other hand, as you become too specific before you have collected enough data, in other words, as you become specific but it challenges the beliefs that you hold upon mm-hmm. that subject, you may find yourself feeling negative. And so we say become specific enough that you bring forth positive emotion, but not so specific that you bring forth negative emotion.
Let's speak in terms of segment intending. It would be very tedious to give our attention to all the small details in each moment. Could we just intend safety, say, the first thing in the morning, and then would that do it for the rest of the day?
It is not necessary that you do it again and again and again. But there is value in reiterating what is most important to you at any point in time. You see, once you have set forth your intent for safety and you begin feeling safe, mm-hmm. now you are at the point of always attracting safety.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that you feel unsafe, that is the time to set forth your reinforcement of safety.
Would segment intending hinder our spontaneity or our ability to react in the moment in any way?
It would hinder your ability to react by default. It would strengthen your ability to react deliberately. Spontaneity is wonderful as long as you are spontaneously attracting what you want. It is not so wonderful when you are spontaneously attracting that which you do not want. We would not replace deliberate creating with spontaneous creation by default at any cost.
Right. Thank you. Would you take a moment here and explain what you call the delicate balance of creating between wanting and believing?
There are two sides to this balance. On one side is the thought, the focus of thought, the focus of thought that is so clear that it brings forth powerful, positive emotion. And on the other side of the balance is the belief or the allowing, the letting it be. That is the delicate balance of the creative process. Because it is a balance does not mean that the wanting and the believing must be equal. Mm-hmm. There are many things that you are wanting more than you are believing, but in your wanting there is power, and so you attract. And there are many things that you are believing that you are not wanting, and in your believing there is power, and so you attract. To deliberately create, give thought to what you are wanting, and by law of attraction, that thought, that clear and focused thought, will become more and more and more powerful until you will attract into your experience that which you are wanting. As you are giving thought and believing, then you will attract it very quickly. There are those things, however, that you are wanting that you are not yet believing. And so you say, until I modify my beliefs, until I believe that I may have them, I may not. And we say it is possible to bring into your experience that which you really want, even if you are not believing it, if you are wanting it enough. All of you have had those experiences where there was something that you really, really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And as you gave thought to it, you attracted it. Just as all of you have had those experiences where you really, really believed something, and even though you did not want it, you attracted it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may apply this balance in any way that you like. For speed, we would encourage you to enhance your wanting. For you are quicker at enhancing your wanting than you are altering your beliefs. For your beliefs have come about very slowly in most cases.